What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show. I love that. I love that new intro. That last part gets me every time. Shady Groove, welcome to the MG Show.
Welcome to you, sir. It is Friday, and I agree 100%. I love the new intro. 17 in the chat, if you love the new intro, thank you very, very much to Keck Productions. Welcome to the show, everybody. My goodness, what is today, Jeff? It's September the 8th already.
Wow.
Look at everybody September out there having a great morning.
It's really a great morning, Shady Groove. It's Friday. It's Friday. Wow. Yeah. Saturday, Sunday, what? Right, Shady? We love that song.
Oh, guess what? I know somebody's here.
We got, there he is. Oh, whoa.
Friday.
Oh, I can't watch the MG Show because they have these little bobbleheads of Trump.
Literally the best thing China ever made.
I know. I mean, you know, if we didn't capitulate with the globalism with the Republicans and Democrats over the years, we'd have factories here in America. Derp, 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 derp. Get a job. No, we can't because you sent them all overseas, Shady Groove.
Yep. Just sent them all overseas, and now we can't make our own bobbleheads.
So we got Perkins out here, Joe Ray, Media, Godan. I got to call him Godan. We got Keek. I own one. We saw Mikey Mariano got one to sit on his bass speaker. So that thing's probably going to be going.
That's exactly that right. Cool.
We got a lot of people out here right now. We got so much going on in this show today for you guys. But before we go any further, let's just roll the beautiful boom footage. We'll be right back.
Roll it.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
I wish you could hear the countdown from Yeti, everybody. I mean, you wonder how I even did this show in a smooth transition. I don't even know. 800-873-0478 is the number, 800-873-0478. Save up to 66% off at MyPillow.com using that code MGSHOW. Shady Group, welcome back.
Thank you so much, everybody, for supporting this show, for supporting independent citizen journalism, which is what we're doing here. And Mike Lindell is a great patriot. If you go over there to his website, not only does he have pillows and towels and sheets and all those great things, he's also got the My Store that's in the upper right-hand corner with a bunch of great patriots that have a bunch of products that are outside of those that are linen-related. And so you support those people, and you support MG Show, too. Thank you very much.
So we got action in Georgia, Shady Groove. It's zero credibility. We're going to go into this right now. Donald J. Trump, needs your support. Nobody else. You know, we don't need to support anybody else but Donald J. Trump right now. Okay, guys? I mean, you know, it's just really that simple. He is the one that we need to get in for 2024, Shady Groove. The jury has recommended charges against Graham and Perdue. This is live out of Atlanta about 10:37 a.m. Check it out.
In the RICO matter.
Yeah, hi there, Bill. There is an October 23rd
October surprise
start date for two of the co-defendants. The judge has yet to decide for the remaining 17. District Attorney Fani Willis
17?
Had asked that all 19 co-defendants be tried at the same time, but the judge raised the question that because about half a dozen of them are asking that their cases be moved to federal court, what happens if this trial gets underway in Fulton County? You start hearing witness testimony against some of these defendants, and then suddenly they're moved to federal court. Then it's a case of double jeopardy. But as far as the October 23 start date, right now, the only two co-defendants approved for that are former Trump attorneys, Kenneth Chesbro and Sidney Powell. They had asked for a speedy trial. It appears that they will get it starting on October 23rd. But as far as the other 17 co-defendants, we're still awaiting the judge to set a start date.
And the DA, Fani Willis, she's in the middle of all this. When was the last time she'd said something either in court or publicly?
It's been a while since she's issued any public statements. She's really been allowing the grand jury, the indictments, to speak for themselves, really, and now the prosecution presenting their case in these preliminary hearings as the judge really determines the logistics of this trial, or most likely trials, plural.
Okay. Plural. What we're learning a lot of this is, Jonathan, is a status update. and not a ton of legal analysis from the grand jury. Does that kind of match up with what you're seeing in that report as you read it quickly?
Yeah, what we're seeing here, this report, the unredacted version that's been released, is a report from the special grand jury that conducted a multi-month investigation into these allegations of election tampering. They did not have the power to indict. They could only recommend that the district attorney seek indictments, but they did have subpoena power. And so this was crucial to DA Fannie Willis's investigation. And so you really saw the scope of that investigation, who they were looking at, and really with these 39 witnesses or these 39 recommended indictments, it showed that the special grand jury had a much broader scope than what the actual grand jury that was handing down the indictments did. Of course, we now know that only 19 people were actually indicted. And so the potential was actually far greater based on the scope of this.
Yeah, he's talking about the unindicted co-conspirators that were not indicted, I believe, Shady Groove. But this report has zero credibility, Shady. We're going to kind of cover this report today because it's important. Let's go ahead and look at what Donald J. Trump says about the report, Shady Groove, before we go further. Check this out. This is: the Georgia grand jury report has just been released. It has zero credibility and badly taints Fannie Willis and this whole political witch hunt. Essentially, they wanted to indict anybody who happened to be breathing at the time. It totally undermines the credibility of the findings and badly hurts the great state of Georgia, whose wonderful and patriotic people are not happy with this of an out of control prosecutor doing the work of and for the DOJ election interference. I mean, huge. It's a show trial. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous, Shady. And let's go ahead and let's look at some of this stuff right here. This is: the judge has released the special grand jury report in Fannie's case, and it's a doozy. I've got the link right here. Let me grab it. So it's 28 pages long. All right, here is the link right here. This is the order entering special purpose grand jury's final report. We need to actually understand this, okay? So Ms. Donna on X has done a pretty good job. So let's just go through what she's noticing. Okay. The first thing I notice is that the grand jury hearing testimony from 75 witnesses at the severance hearing on Wednesday. Fannie's team said that the trial would have 150 witnesses. That's interesting. Who are the other 75? So there it is. This grand jury was selected on May 2nd, 2022, and first heard evidence on June 1st, 2022. We continue to hear evidence and receive information into December 2022. The grand jury received evidence from or involving 75 witnesses during the course of this investigation, the overwhelming majority of which information was delivered in person under oath. The grand jury also received information in the form of investigator testimony in various forms of digital and physical media. Pursuant to Georgia law, a team of assistant district attorneys provided the grand jury with applicable statutes and procedures. Any recommendation set out herein is the sole conclusion of the grand jury based on testimony presented, facts received, and our deliberations. Okay. So then it would be interesting to know what evidence they actually reviewed. The jury heard extensive testimony on subject of alleged election fraud from poll workers, investigators, technical experts, and the state of Georgia employees and officials, as well as persons still claiming that such fraud took place. We find by unanimous vote that no widespread fraud took place in the Georgia 2020 presidential election that could result in overturning that election. We saw it on TV, guys. Okay, you know, we all right. So this
kind of did.
Obviously, yeah. So here's the vote counts. Donald Trump only one no vote. He threatened false statements, criminal solicitation to commit election fraud, interference with performance of election duties, criminal solicitation, false statements. Bear in mind, Brad testified to the last week that there were no threats. Okay, guys. Brad Raffensperger recommends the district attorney seeking indictments against the following individuals. Okay. There is no, and Brad testified last week that there were no threats, Brad Raffensperger. They wanted to unanimously indict Cleta Mitchell, who's the senior legal fellow, Conservative Partner Institute chairman of the Election Integrity Network, who was the lawyer on the election contest case and considered the best in the nation, that illegally did not receive a hearing for the same counts as Trump for filing an election contest. Do you understand what they are doing? For redressing grievances, lobbying officials, and expressing constitutional rights, the radical Fannie and grand jury wanted to indict Trump, Rudy, and Perdue. Let that sink in. Only one no vote. And there's Donald Trump and Rudy. Georgia code that deals with false statements and writings, concealment of facts, and fraudulent documents and matters within jurisdiction of state or political subdivisions. The statute requires a defendant to know and intend that his or her false statement will come to an attention of a state department or agency within the authority to act on that statement. A person who violates the statute may be punished in a fine not more than $1,000 or by imprisonment for not less than more than 5 years or both. Okay. Indictments wanted for holding a hearing, including the chairman of the committee, Senator Ligon. The lawyers had a poll watcher who provided testimony, and we can read the report here, and Scott Hall's testimony regarding what happened at Fulton at Fulton County. This is with respect to the legislative hearings held before Georgia legislature, December 2020. The evidence presented therein, items such as State Farm Arena video, that purported statistics of vote discrepancies and allegations of improper conduct by Fulton County election staff. The grand jury recommends that the district attorney seek indictments against the following individuals: Rudy Giuliani, Jackie Pick, and Robert Cheely. William Ligon, upon further consideration, including votes 18. In the same connection, we recommend seeking an indictment against the following individuals: Ray Smith, John Eastman, and Scott Hall. This is it. Scott Hall of Fulton County is an experienced poll watcher who testified that there was a secure lunch area, but when he bought lunch for the workers, they were not permitted to use that area. There were no cameras in that area, yet tables were set up for counting and poll watchers were excluded. He has photographs of the arena. He also testified that there were stacks and stacks of unsecured blank ballots, checks, as he called them, that were in the open. Mr. Hall also noted a limitation of one monitor per 10 recounting tables as being an inadequate ratio to be truly effective. He was constantly engaged in the recount, even being called to go to the World Congress Center at ridiculous hours such as 10 p.m. for more counting. He was adamant that something was seriously wrong with how Fulton County was handling the ballots. Shady's comment so far.
Well, I mean, that's pretty incredible, right? To like just kind of pull back and to witness what we're seeing. You know, we're in America. We're allowed to ask questions. We're allowed to address our government. We're allowed to think that what they're saying isn't right, aren't we? And it seems like to me that they're prosecuting the lawyers, guys. Not the lawyers for asking questions and for trying to get information. It's just very interesting. You know, they don't really spend a lot of time, spend all this time doing this, but they don't spend a lot of time on securing the voting machines or making sure the equipment works.
Yeah, you know, asking questions seems to get you in a lot of trouble nowadays on the liberal left side. Or
you know, I've noticed
that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you've noticed that? there's a name missing from the people who spoke to Ruby. Hint, he works for somebody very powerful. With respect to harassment of Ruby Freeman, the grand jury recommends the district attorney seek indictments of the following persons: Trevian Kuti, Harrison Floyd, Stephen Lee, under these statutes. Going on, the radical grand jury wants to indict all of the alternate electors and the lawyers involved, even though there was a historical precedent. Fannie doesn't care about history. At least there was dissent on this one. So here it is right here. It's showing the votes, you know, 20 yeas, 18 yeas, 3 nays, you know, 0, 0, 0. So this is with respect to gathering Republican electors at the Georgia State Capitol on December 14th, 2020, and representations made by as well as documents submitted by that body. The grand jury recommends that the district attorney seek indictments on the following persons, including votes 21. Okay, so this is Cleta Mitchell, Robert Cheely, Ray Smith, Hill Hubert, Alex Hoffman, John Eastman, Kenneth Cheesebro, David Schaefer, Alternate Slate, Joseph Brennan, Vicky Consiglio, Carolyn Fisher, Burt Jones, Gloria Godwin, Mark Hennessy, Mark Amick, John Downey, Kathleen Latham, Brad Carver, Sean Still, and C.D. Yadav. Interesting, huh? Coffee County. Three dissidents at this time, they hired a security firm to make forensic copies and try to figure out what went wrong. After begging the state to help for months with no avail, that this is the context that you need to know. With respect to the post, and this is from the case, you know, this is from the document right here, the ex parte document, okay? The election events took place in Coffee County, including access to unauthorized persons to the county voting machines and the data contained therein. The grand jury recommends that the district attorney seek indictments on the following persons: Kathy Latham, Misty Hampton, Scott Hall, Sidney Powell. Okay. With respect to the inclusion of the election statutes 21-2580 and 21-2582, the three dissenting grand jurors do not believe that the wording of the statutes applies to the conduct at issue. Tampering with, this is their 2580, tampering with, damaging, improper preparation or prevention of proper operation, unlawfully opens, tampers with, or damages any voting machine or electronic ballot marker or tabulating machine to be used at a primary election or election. 82 is tampering with, damaging, or preventing proper operation of direct recording election equipment or electronic ballot marker tabulating machine or device universal citation. That's the Georgia code, okay? Just reminding everybody. Now, we move to the national stage where the dissidents, and they wanted to indict Kelly Loeffler and Perdue and Lindsey Graham on this one. The radical grand jury and Faney were out of control. With respect to our national effort to overturn, the 2020 presidential election focused on efforts in Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and the District of Columbia, the grand jury recommends that the district attorney seek indictments of the following persons, including votes. Wow.
I find it very interesting.
Shady. So he got 21 yays and one no, Mike Flynn. So Lynn Wood, 20 yays. So let's just, Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, some of these are unindicted co-conspirators. Okay. This is what they call them. Kenneth Cheeseborough, Donald Trump, Cleta Mitchell, Jenna Ellis, Mark Meadows, David Schaefer, Ray Smith, Lynn Wood, Lindsey Graham, Sidney Powell, Robert Cheely, Mike Flynn, that's General Flynn, William Ligon, David Perdue, Kelly Loeffler, Catherine Latham, Misty Hampton, Scott Hall, Boris Epstein, Jeff Clark, Kirk Hilbert, Stephen Lee, Trevian Cootie, Harrison Floyd, Alex Kaufman, and the alternate state, slate, Joseph Brennan and Vicky Consiglio. Shady.
Yeah, isn't it interesting, like, what we're reading there, the way that they're phrasing it, they're saying efforts to overturn the election. These were not efforts to overturn the election, everybody. These were efforts to make sure that the people that were running the elections were doing them right. But look how they've spun this. Look how they've taken this. I mean, I want my elections operated properly by the law of that the legislature has set forth. But look what they're doing here. They're repainting this whole thing. If you ask a question, then you're attempting to overturn the election.
And they're using statute 16-4-3, charge of commission of crime, as including criminal attempt. A person charged with commission of a crime may be convicted of the offense of criminal attempt as to that crime without being specifically charged with the criminal attempt in the accusation, indictment, or presentiment. So that is 16-4.3. And there's the alternate of other people's names I did not read. So there was one dissent, including Perdue and Loeffler. They wanted to indict them for the statements they made after the election. They called for Brad to resign because the election was run so poorly. And it was. So this is a six, you know, this is a marker. One of the dissenting jurors voting against recommending seeking indictments of former senators Perdue and Loeffler on RICO claim believes that their statements following the November 2020 election, while pandering to their political base, do not give rise to their being guilty of a criminal conspiracy.
So making a statement making a statement is worth an indictment?
Yeah, they believe that perjury was committed. That's what they believe.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, just this is crazy.
And that's what the case is saying. They believe perjury was committed. What proof do they have? Just because people have a different opinion does not make it perjury, just because you agree with one opinion over another. And this is from the case. A majority of the grand jury believes that perjury may have been committed by one or more witnesses testifying before it. The grand jury recommends that the district attorney seek appropriate indictments for such crimes where the evidence is compelling. Shady.
Yeah. I guess any evidence is compelling whenever you're like putting it in front of these people.
So this report shows how out of control that Faney's team is and was. They were the ones leading the grand jury. They have been utterly exposed here as rabid partisan actors on a witch hunt.
Yeah, and not to mention that they actually released the charges before the grand jury had ever returned a true bill of indictment. I mean, you know, if we don't love anything, you know, all these people on the left act like they're trying to save democracy, but at every single turn, they're undermining the process. Every single turn, they're undermining the process that we consider to be our law and order. So it doesn't really seem to me like they could be legitimately making those claims based on their concern, because they're not really following the process. If they had followed the process and done what they're supposed to do and not tried to indict lawyers for having a different opinion, then maybe we're not so against what they're trying to do down here. And again, I also want to mention that it seems like there was a number of people that might have been working against Donald Trump to submit fake evidence on his behalf. There's a big issue there too.
I love my producer.
What do you do?
He keeps me on stage while I'm trying to find the next thing to go to. And I'm like, come on, dude, go to Shady. Go to Shady.
He leaves me on all the time, too. I'm here all the time. He never lets me go away. I'm going to go under the desk.
I know. It's so funny. We love you, Shady. Press 17. Press 17 for Yeti. My gosh. So the Georgia grand jury, again, going to what Donald J. Trump is, you know, the Georgia grand jury report has just been released. It has zero credibility and badly taints Faney Willis and this whole political witch hunt. Essentially, they want to indict anybody who happened to be breathing at the time. It was, it totally undermines the credibility of the findings and badly hurts the great state of Georgia, whose wonderful and patriotic people are not happy with this charge of an out-of-control prosecutor doing the work and for the DOJ. Election interference is exactly what it is, Shady Groove.
Now we have literally the DOJ in the Southern District of New York. We have the DOJ working with the South Florida. We have the DOJ working with the Georgia. Can anybody maybe remind me or show me any other point in the past where we had anything similar to people trying to stop someone from running for president? Because that is what this is. They layer one and layer two, or layer one, two, three, and four indictments did not smear him enough. They're on the Sunday morning shows this last weekend, literally flipping out Donna Brazil, acting like, oh, I don't know what in the world we're going to do with him, because people love him. And that is exactly what their problem is. And as a matter of fact, Donald Trump created that problem for them in a very specific way. He told you a bunch of crazy stuff that he was going to do whenever he got into office, and then he did it.
Wow, first time ever. And right now your southern border is being invaded and Crooked Joe doesn't even have a clue. We just sent another $520 million to Ukraine to make their energy cleaner. The Biden administration wants to now make our army tanks all electric, so that despite the fact that they will not be able to go very far, fewer pollutants and will be released into the air, guys.
Yay!
I mean, they might as well just use pogo sticks, right, Rurik?
If we all use pogo sticks, the environment would be perfect.
Yeah. Wow, guys. You know, there's just so much happening right there. Georgia is a show trial. It's fake. Yeah. It's ridiculous. 19 charges out of 39 recommendations is what they did, Shady.
Well, and also the commentary from Mr. Trump not just recently about they were asking him, oh, are you going to testify? And he was like, absolutely, I want to testify. And then his lawyers were on there acting like, oh, well, you know, whatever. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think they should let Donald Trump get up there and say exactly what he thinks, because this is predicated on the idea that they're saying that he's lying. This is all mm-hmm. predicated on the idea that they're saying Donald Trump knew he lost the election and knew that Joe Biden had gotten 81 million votes for sure. And instead of concede, he decided to pretend like he won the election. That is their theory.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, even the Daily Mail here, Shady Groove, has Fulton County grand jury also wanted to charge Lindsey Graham with election fraud. Fani Willis's Trump panel report reveals 21 others, including Michael Flynn and three Republican senators, were targeted. So the newly released court documents show who else in Georgia's grand jury recommended to be indicted in the sweeping case of election fraud. Graham had called Georgia's Secretary of State after the election. It's unclear why he and others were not charged. Interesting.
Indicted everyone that was breathing.
Yeah.
That was a funny comment.
Except, yeah. I mean, they wanted to indict everyone that was breathing. Yes. Wow.
They pretty much did, I think.
No, they didn't, because we just showed you that they want 19 out of 39 were indicted.
No, I'm just trying to. Even the 19 is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. But they didn't indict everybody they wanted. Thank God, I guess, right? I mean, geez, what a ridiculous
thing. Well, I mean, it might not be over. You know, I'm hearing rumors that this might not be over, that there may be another situation arising. So let's see what happens, because, like I said, this is not going to work. So they're going to have to pivot to some sort of operation, some sort of different operation.
Yeah. So now we got Peter Navarro, really quick, Shady Groove. He's guilty. And he was guilty, and this is his response, you know, guilty. I'm doing my duty to God, country, the Constitution, and my commander in chief. Standing tall. Thanks for your prayers. So we are praying for you, Peter Navarro. And look at what happened here. Peter Navarro came out after his, guilty thing, you know, guilty verdict, I should say. Look what happened, Shady Groove. Check this out.
With one of the most important constitutional separation of powers issues, and people will not let me speak.
This is my First Amendment right. This is
what I'm going to do now is allow.
There's cameras here. The marshals just saw you. The marshals just saw you. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. You just assaulted me. That man just assaulted me. He stuck a flat bullet in between my legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't touch me.
All right.
Look, if you got a sign,
no,
hold
I did it.
Over there.
Liar.
I can hold it anywhere I want. This is public property.
It's assault. I want to press charges.
Let the man talk. Are you interested in hearing him?
Man, go ahead, Peter. Go ahead and talk.
You're on
I don't agree
property,
with some
right?
of your
See?
Shit, but go ahead and talk, man.
I
go ahead
press
and talk.
Charges. No, I did right? it. No, I did it.
Go ahead and talk, man. Go ahead.
Sad day for America. Not because they were guilty verdicts, because I can't come out and have an honest, decent conversation with the people of America. People of America, I want you to understand that this is the problem we have right here. This kind of divide in our country between the woke Marxist left and everybody else here. And this is nuts. So what I want to try to do here is have an interesting discussion about what just happened. That's what you all want to know. You want to know what just happened. So I'm going to give Mr. Raleigh first crack at this. And there's some issues they did.
Yeah, you know, and we have this all throughout our whole movement, Shady. And, you know, the mental children that we're dealing with should leave the room so the real adults can talk, guys. You know, what we do here on the MG show is hard one-on-one uncomfortable truth, guys. We bring you the truth. Unfortunately, most people won't want to hear the truth. I mean, you know, especially people who are already believe that they're on the right side, but actually are not engaging in doing what is truly right. You know, so it's time for the adults to have conversations. You know, all of these little attacks on Peter Navarro, you know, that's childish. All these attacks on our show and you all supporting this show is childish. It's they're mental, Shady Groove. Mental children should leave the room so that the adults can have a conversation, Shady.
Well, I would agree with that 100%. And I would also like for the military industrial complex psyopers to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because wow. What they're doing is they are psyoping you, going out there in public as a group under the guise of the United States military and running psychological operations on the American people could very well be treason. So a lot of these people that are out there that are lying on purpose to you to deceive you and detract you to cover up for the military industrial complex's crimes might be in a bit of trouble if they don't settle down.
Yeah, I mean, it's so stupid. I mean, we actually, you know, have, you know, these people, you know, attacking people on a daily basis, you know, just acting like children, Shady Groove. It's ridiculous. And they actually admit that they're running psyops on us, Shady.
Yeah, they're bragging about it, Jeff. They're making videos and they're putting up little logos and they're acting like we don't know or that we know things that you don't know. Let me tell you something. They don't know squat. They are LARPing. They are pretending like they are associated with something that they are not. And if they are, it is illegal, so they better not be.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
The old LARP.
The old LARP-opper.
LARP-opper. I like that.
LARP-opper.
That's a new one. Writing that down. LARP-opper.
It is. And, you know, I was just trying to show you. This is right here. This is 17th Special Civilian Operations Group, a.k.a. Melody Jennings, who failed the country in the ballot box thing by allowing it to get PSYOP. She had one mission, and she got, you know, those people with the guns. Remember that? It's actually a bad thing.
I think that was a Prather, the Prather op. And I honestly to God, I think that she was part of it from the beginning.
So they are, you know, here, you know, I get to work, everybody, right? So it's funny, General Flynn said the same thing. And I believe we all need to get to work for Donald J. Trump, period. But this is the kind of stuff that,
what
that
we got
that is being here. Check it out.
Okay.
Using 5GW against you. There it is. Yes, we are. That's us, Jeff and Shady, the clown show.
By shaping narratives of bullshit.
The criticism, okay? Like, look at the criticism of what we talked about, the criticism of us, the criticism of MG Show.
Shady Groove, you know, we are thrilled to have Trapped as a guest on our show. So we shouldn't have two belligerent idiots come on our show and try to act like they're going to debunk us?
Absolutely not.
We noticed that, you know, while his views and opinions may have generated controversy in the past, we remain committed to facilitating a really good interview and a respectful and balanced conversation with Chris Taylor Brown. As always, our goal is to promote understanding and encourage thoughtful dialogue, maintaining a neutral stance on any specific viewpoint. Please support us. We're being very censored, heavily censored on Twitter.
Yes, we are.
Instead, they are now blaming Greg for the split with We the Media. No, guys. You know what happened. You all know what happened, and none of you had my back. Why is that? What is she talking about, Melody? Wind. What do you think? I'm just done. I mean, she can't even make a video. It's laughable. And this girl, like, you know, there's more to this story, guys. I mean, she wanted to marry me, Shady Groove, this chick.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to beat her off like with a stick, trying to ask you to marry her like within 20 minutes of meeting you. I'm like, what are you talking about? Jeff calls me up. She's like, she said she wanted to marry me. I'm like, absolutely not.
And now she's a psyop or attacking me. Isn't that weird? Red Pill Pusher, this is Trumper Mel, a.k.a. Psyop. Seven. What is her name again?
Yeah, bring it up so they can see, because she's like bouncing around. She's acting like she's over here doing something productive with using the 17 in her name, acting like she's somehow associated with Q. This lady had no idea what Q is. She probably couldn't find Q in the alphabet.
Yeah. Yeah. This is her. And she's saying, you know, and, you know, you can see that, you know, She loves her own show.
Yes, she does.
This is Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. Watch and share Trump or Mel. This is her show. Ridiculous show. But hey, guys, you know, whatever. I have a lot more information on her. If she keeps it up, I will drop it, because you all need to know what is actually happening behind the scenes. And I can't really always tell you everything. Just know that this chick is bat poop crazy.
Memo noted.
Yeah. Yeah. So, thought you left Lurker. That's funny.
Man, yeah. The old psyopers. I mean, we got to talk about the psyopers every once in a while. We had a video of us. We should have acknowledged. We couldn't even get through the video.
Yeah. Hydra said, did Pinata Farms ban me? I don't know. I'll find out. Interesting, right? They don't send their best, do they? Sunshine Patriots, Shady Group? What's the
a lot of sunshine. Some Sunshine Patriots and the Summer Soldiers. We don't need you. Go on without us.
Right. Wow. So there's a little bit about what's happening behind the scenes. You know, you would think that somebody that, you know, we were actually friends afterwards. It wasn't going to work. But now she's with a group attacking me. It's just, you just can't make this stuff up. It's like upside down world.
Well, that's okay, because we're telling the truth, and that's all that matters. And this audience actually has been following along, and they know. You know, people trying to come in and pretend like they know what Q is and stuff, I mean, that's immediately a big red flag, and everybody can see it.
Yeah. I mean, she had no idea what Q was, guys. She's asking me all these questions, and she was trying to, you know, figure it out. And, you know, she was actually, you know, learning pretty well until...
You broke her.
Sorry. I want to just real quick, Veronica Friday is this today. Spilty T knows Veronica. Hopefully someday her story will come out. This is from Spilty T. Veronica Friday. You remember Veronica, guys, right? There she is right here. Let's just check this out.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the People's Bridge. It's really windy today, so I have my microphone on, hoping it'll help the audio. I have the same message up today that I did yesterday, because I have a different audience and more traffic that needs to help. So, here, Chicago, much heavier traffic. Patriots. It's a solid message if you're a patriot or not. Never give up. Where there is life, brothers and sisters, there is hope. That's a motto I've always lived by. So, that being said, I also hung up the word hope for Chicago to see. Where there is life, there is hope. And this battle is far from over. So it's really, really windy. But the blessing is the wind is coming from the back. So it's helping me hang my banners, and it's not so hard on me also. So I just want to let you know we're not ever giving up on this battle to restore our republic and to restore our country to a good place for our children and theirs to come.
Exactly how I feel right there, Shady Groove, for our children and theirs to come. She was a patriot. I just want to read this real quick. So we don't lose until the very moment we quit. This is why patriots are never silent. Patriots never give up. Where there is life, there is hope. That's Veronica Wolski, Shady Groove. That's the People's Bridge. Stay the course. She'd be very proud of us right now, Shady Groove, and proud of every one of you. And, you know, thank you, Spilty, for Veronica Friday. And, you know, please send me something every Friday, you know, and we'll put it up there, because her life needs to be cherished and respected and honored. And she died fighting for your country, Shady Groove, our country.
She really did. And for those that are in the audience that may not know who she is, what an unbelievable blessing on humanity that she was here, because it didn't matter if it was rain, wind, sleet, or snow. Veronica came to the People's Bridge and she put up her signs and she talked to us and she talked to people like people were people. And she talked to us like we were Americans, not like we were Democrats or Republicans. And if we all were to just take a second and start to do that again and to realize that the whole is much bigger than the pieces, we would understand what Veronica was trying to tell us, because the hope is inside you and you don't lose until you quit. And that is the truth. That is why we're not quitting here. It doesn't matter what these people say about me. I know there's a lot to make fun of, and that's all just well and good. Go right ahead with yourself. But we are here to help Donald Trump get elected, and our best method of helping him get elected is to provide the most uncensored news that we can give to you each day. What it is that we are seeing without any bells and whistles, and that's a big part of the reason that these people are so adamant about taking us down, because of the trust that you guys out there have with this show. They can't get in between.
Shady Groove, I just sent this right here. Please tell her MG Show sent you. Go there right now, Twitter. Pray for her. Never give up. Lydia's already there. Never give up. Thank you, dear Split T. As V said, we will take this country back together. We the people, all the glory to God. Veronica was an artist in all she did. So happy you were able to have this experience with her. She's one of a kind. And a true diamond, absolutely. Seeing her, and I can't believe it's almost 2 years. Look at her. I mean, God bless her, Shady Groove.
She was such an inspiration.
I know.
For so many
people. When she was, you know, doing this, we supported her. I made a Queensryche Revolution Coming song in regards to all of the signs that she had. And, you know, we did, I don't know where, if I can find it, but we did. I can't post it on Twitter now because I'd get, you know, DMCA'd or whatever, whatever it is. But, you know, we always thought that she was amazing. We thought the world of her. So there's that.
I also wanted to mention that Q tagged her Twitter account, I think, a couple of times, but definitely one time with her there on the bridge. And really, you know, just like I said a minute ago, a light in the dark she was. I mean, it didn't matter what was going on in the weather. She was out there and she was happy and inspirational. And I just, you know, I try to wake up like that every day, but it doesn't happen every day.
Yeah. And so going back to Peter Navarro, this is what Donald J. Trump said. God bless great American trade negotiator and patriot Peter Navarro. He brought billions of dollars into our country. And now the lunatic Marxists and fascists want him in jail because of the unselect committee of political hacks and thugs. In the end, it will all work out and we will make America great again, guys. Pray for this country. Pray for the people that are attacking people that want to fix this country.
Yeah. Instead of attacking the people that are undermining the ability for this country's rule of law to function, which is what these people are doing. You know, that's what a huge amount of them are doing. They are undermining the ability for the country to know the truth, because they're talking about garbage, like the show that we did yesterday about the Halper lady. Absolute insanity. If you didn't catch that show and you're seeing all this stuff out there about Jan Halper, please go back and at least catch the first hour of the show yesterday, where we completely debunk from top to bottom all of that nonsense.
And we made a narrative shift, Shady. I was talking to my friend, and she listened to her on, I can't remember the name of the show. She was on the YouTube lawsuit with us, Shady Groove. We had her once, pretty great reporting. I can't remember her name, but she was on her show. And she said that on Nino's show, she said she was working for the government. And on her show, she said she's not. So narrative change. If you are working for the government, you have to let everybody know.
And she said it specifically.